What is the greatest concern of Gen X and probably every generation now? And does this concern directly affect your mental health? In this episode, Terrence and John reveal why inflation is not your fault and 5 tips on dealing with the possible financial crisis coming to the United States, including how saying no and getting healthy can help your financial future. Breaking curses, breaking curses, breaking
curses, breaking curses, breaking curses. This is John Barnett.
This is Terrence J.
Welcome to Generational Curse. Terrence, where we break the walls down one generation at a time, my brother. I've got a personal concern today. Mm-hmm. Because this involves my generation, Gen X.
Gen X.
And the greatest concern that we have, which is inflation. I kept looking it up. I'm like, surely there's something else. And this just kept popping up. It was an issue for the elections. And, of course, inflation deals with money.
Right.
And where we are uniquely positioned in that flow of money, mm-hmm. and how things are turning out for us. So just want to give some hope to Gen X, the bridge, the sandwich generation, the overlooked latchkey kid.
Right. Basically saying you guys are irrelevant.
Yes. But we're coming of age. We come of age late. Mm-hmm. And
you guys age pretty well.
All things considered, mm-hmm. yes, all things considered, we did watch some of our parents blow it up. We said, no.
Looking like Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. We're not going to take it, Terrence. So I want to start out with this survey. It's the October 2022 inflation survey. Mm-hmm. Impact, right? Since that was our big thing, how is inflation impacting us, and specifically Gen X? So this is the findings in general. More than 88% said it had a significant impact on their household budget. Almost 49% said the impact was high or very high. Almost 54% have taken on additional debt, and roughly 23% are delaying debt payments. Here's the big one that I'm looking at. Approximately 90% of the respondents of this survey reported that inflation has had a negative impact on their mental health. They report being stressed, worried, anxious, and their largest source of stress, Terrence J., was paying the bills.
I can feel that. I ain't even Gen X.
This is general.
Oh, okay.
It's in Gen X. It's followed by interest rates, debt payments, and affording food. Now, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's a baddie, so.
Especially if it happens overnight. You said it happened in what, how many years? It took us,
from the study I read, back in the 70s, it took 12 years from the 60s to the 70s, it took 12 years for the interest rate to get where it's taken us 1 year to get.
1 year.
1 year.
So you can say overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. You know, and people are feeling that crunch. I mean, it's hitting folks, man.
Oh, man. Like a year ago, because we have we out in the country, bro. And, you know, I don't have a fireplace or a wood burning stove. I need one, but I have a propane furnace. Mm-hmm. You know how much it cost a year ago to fill up that tank?
How much?
$300. Wasn't bad. Just call him. Right. Hey, man, I need propane. Okay, let's fill it up. Mr. Jefferson, I got you. Boom. Put the bill on the door the next day. $300. You know how much it costs now?
Double that?
$1,000 to come out to fill up my propane.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Lost their dang mind. I'm about to get a kerosene heater and a couple candles.
Hey, I'm about to send you this video I watched on prepping, man. Daggone.
Inflation is real, people.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, I mean, me and my wife looked at this little, this was in Walmart. We buy rice milk.
Yeah.
It's like $5 and something for the little quart, man. And it was like three something a few months ago, not last year, a few months ago.
Right.
I'm like, gosh, I'm going to start making my own. Shoot, man. Gas has gone up. Energy has gone up. Mm-hmm. I know some of the materials, cost of wood has come down considerably because I bought some studs.
Yeah.
They're not ever coming back to pre-COVID levels. Mm-hmm. You know, so the 2x4 was, 8-foot 2x4 was like $4 or something.
Oh, now?
Now.
Okay.
Before COVID, it was like $2.25.
Yeah.
So they've doubled still. They somebody got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I actually have a stock that's a wood. It's a wood company, timber company.
Yeah.
And they're doing all right, man.
Yeah. For
all you, they're doing okay.
For all you street entrepreneurs, stop being a weed man and become a wood man.
Right. So I want to get ahead of this stress. This, and I want to deal in the reality, Terrence, because, you know, this is the holiday season and people feel because of marketing, because of emotional ties to family, rightly so, you start feeling worried that you won't have the money to buy your kids gifts or your grandkids or your spouse or whatever, right? So I'm going to give you a solution to that at the end of this podcast. It's going to be cutthroat. It's going to be straightforward, but liberating. Liberating. But here's some stats, man, on Gen X. 1 in 4, Terrence, aren't sure they will be able to retire. That's 25% of Gen X. It's like, I think they say it's roughly 65 million or so. So we're talking about, what, like 16 million people are not sure they'll be able to retire. 41% are worried about outliving their retirement money.
Wow.
So that's like 24 million.
And then they have to get a job so they won't be retired,
Right. So they'll have to work longer. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's the Republicans are talking about extending, it might be both Republicans and Democrats are talking about extending the Social Security age to 69. I got no problem with that because when they first came out with it, I think the average age associated with that was like 50-something.
Yeah.
And folks done got healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Or pharmaceuticals have extended people's lives. I'm just being real.
Yeah, they have.
You know,
some have.
They're not healthier. They just not dying.
Mm.
Another thing is debt. I've got two different statements. This one article is from Credit Karma.com. Gen X carries the highest average total debt of $60,000, over $60,000. I've got another one from 2021. It's a CNBC article entitled, Here's How Much Debt Americans Have at Every Age. This was done in October 2021. And it's showing Gen Z's average debt was over $16,000. Millennials' average debt was over 87. Gen X average debt was over 140. And boomers, 97. So either way you look at this, our generation is carrying more debt than everybody else.
Yes.
Which is a problem. And I'm going to tell you why it's a problem, Terrence. We are the unique generation that are caring for three generations.
What do you mean?
We're taking care of ourselves, we're taking care of our parents, and we're taking care of our kids.
Oh, yeah.
All that costs money.
Yeah, because I just came across this article where it says the average Gen Zer are quitting their jobs, and they have an average debt of $17,000 because of student loan and to become an influencer.
Right.
That's what the article said. I got to find it.
And so they live in somewhere, probably with their parents.
Yeah, businessinsider.com. That's what it says. Meet the typical Gen Zer who is quitting their job has over 17,000 in student debt and is influencing nearly everything you buy.
That's right. And if you take that student debt over the life of the loan, mm-hmm. they're probably paying by what, $300 a month?
$300 a month, yeah.
So they can go work at McDonald's and make that.
Well, we can back up and just say, well, now they're paying $7,000 because of $10,000 that Biden gave to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He all right.
Right.
So drop that down to $200 a month.
Yeah.
That you have to pay
on $7,000.
And you could probably defer that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but not they have to pay. Well, you have to pay because you're gen.
Absolutely. You're paying it. Yeah. That's right. So again, and so our money is thin. Mm-hmm. Because our parents are retiring,
right,
or retired, and they're on fixed income, and some of them maybe didn't invest or whatever, didn't do stock market, 401k, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they might be living with us. They might be in a adult care facility, which is not cheap.
No.
Then we've got day-to-day stuff, work, mortgage, student loan debt, still carrying that. I still got student loan.
Yeah, same here.
I'm going to get that beast out of my house, though. Sally Mae or Fannie Mae or whatever, that's my other wife, man.
Yeah, I don't want Biden's help, to be honest. I'm not taking that.
No, I don't want it either. It's got teeth in it.
Yep, when I learned from COVID-19, bailouts.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we're taking care of our children, which a lot of them are in college. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line between boomers and millennials or whatever, we were told that we were supposed to pay for our kids' college fees.
That is true. That's all I heard is your mother saved up for college. You know, she's got you.
Wait, what money am I saying? I'm still paying for her shoes. Mm. So I've got a daughter that's going to graduate this year from high school, and she's getting ready to go to community college. Mm. So hopefully, knocking on wood or whatever, praying that some scholarships can help supplement that.
Some grants or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know.
Hey, man, when they're 18, they paying for their own. I mean, they're the ones who signed that. They agree to pay that back.
I signed. Now, Terrence, let me say this. When I went to college.
Right.
My parents did not have to sign the FAFSA form.
Yeah, mine either.
Now we do.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
My son ain't going to college.
Now, they can't take any money, but I'm saying we're involved in that process. That was all on me, man. Yeah. It was all on me.
Same here. Yeah.
And now it's all on me.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep your eyes open, man. I don't know what they're going to do.
I'm learning from you guys. Trust me. Like, you know.
Don't run from the negative, bro.
No, I'm not running from that negative.
So what's causing this inflation? There's many factors people are saying. They're saying that the Ukraine conflict, mm-hmm. which is causing market upheaval in the energy markets, cost of oil and all this stuff, actually food, fertilizer, stuff like that. You know, other factors, but I found an article. This is a Stanford University. What causes inflation? The Stanford scholar explains. He's an economist named John Taylor. Mm-hmm. And what he says is this. He says, and this was in September of this year, 2022, it says, the biggest misunderstanding is that people do not realize that monetary policy is a major cause of the increase in inflation. Mm. Monetary policy, Terrence. So what has happened in the last 2 years?
Oh, man, them printing all kind of money.
The printing machine been going crazy. Mm. And me and you follow a guy. What's his name?
Brian... Oh, I'll find him.
We're plugging him. We don't get any endorsement from this guy. He doesn't even know us. But guy's really informative.
His channel is Clear Value Tax. But he's Brian. And I've been watching this man since the pandemic first broke out when he was reporting on stimulus checks.
So he's been watching this for a while. The guy has clear insights, to me anyway, into Terrence. And he stated that we're probably headed for a depression based on the fact that we can't stop printing money. And if we do, if we keep printing money, we're going to hyperinflation. If we stop printing money, we'll have a depression. We're in between the rock and the hard place.
Right. They have to make a decision.
And he hadn't put a time on when it's going to happen. I don't know. I read something last night that said we'll probably have depression by 2030 or somewhere in there.
But yeah, and you see it with all the layoffs. Now, when you have Amazon laying off, around the holidays?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this is like crazy because they're saying this is the Gen Xer coming out of me because I'm hanging with John here.
Come to my side, Terrence.
Conspiracy. No. I've been to a conspiracy 101 school with John. No, so Black Friday 2022 e-commerce, here's the reports. Thanksgiving was on the 24th. Mm-hmm. 25th is the Black Friday where everybody go out and spend that dollar.
Right.
Well, here, I'm looking for that consumer report, but this is the e-commerce report for Black Friday. It reaches a record of $9.12 billion. Mm.
E-commerce.
So the money's out there.
So why are they laying people off?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Mr. Conspiracies.
It's not a conspiracy. No. It's greed. It's greed.
Yeah. So if they're laying off during the holidays and people are still spending money, lots of money. I mean, I have family members that went out for Black Friday. Brother-in-law came back, brought his kids' shoes, and this man had like 6-7 kids. So, I mean, like, so the money's being spent. Why folks are losing jobs? Mm. It's going back to what you're saying. It's the greed. The
selfishness.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, man. Mm-hmm.
I always try to look at the consumer part at Black Friday because, you know, I'm into stocks and stuff, so I need to know
what's taking place. What
companies made a big profit so I can, you know, quarter, you know.
I just learned something, folks. I'm making a mental note of that one. Mm-hmm. So since the biggest misunderstanding is that we don't realize the monetary policy is a major cause of the increase in inflation, Terrence, this is totally out of the hands of the average citizen, period.
Right.
There is zero that we can do about monetary policy. That's set by the Federal Reserve, the bankers, the Congress, all the folks that are in the upper echelons, we have nothing to do with that.
Right.
So if there is a prediction on record now that we might be facing a depression in 2030, then we should look back and see how the depression of 1929 was caused.
Right.
All right. You ever heard of Ben Bernanke?
Ben Bernanke. Sounds familiar.
He is the former Federal Reserve Chairman.
Okay.
I think under Obama, first term, and you can go on this website. It's called FederalReserveHistory.org. It's amazing how this information is out here, man. It says here in 2002, Ben Bernanke, then a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, acknowledged publicly what economists have long believed: the Federal Reserve's mistakes contributed to the worst economic disaster in history. So Federal Reserve policies contributed to the depression.
Right.
All right. Is it any different now?
No, same.
I mean, they say that, okay, we've got different things in place. There's things that are different now than back then. But what's the common denominator, Terrence? Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
All right. It's the common denominator.
Yeah, it's facts. I mean, if you look at what happened in the past because of the money printing, what happens in the future because of the money printing, you're going to have the same outcome. 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah. That's it, man. From a goat, from an eagle, from a drunk man on the street. That's the truth.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4. So I'm looking at the greatest concern that we have currently, the mental health issues that inflation and all this other financial, people are not being able to pay bills, they're having to cut back on food. Mm-hmm. I imagine people might have been stressed a little bit this holiday season and will be stressed because maybe their food is short.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then looking at the past and knowing that nobody studies the past to make sure they don't make the same mistakes in the future.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Doing the same. We print money with reckless abandon. So it only stands to reason then that we need to prepare for the worst case scenario and have some solid strategies in place the Generational Curse podcast way.
Yeah, I know this is for, you know, you got a concern for your Gen Xers. I hear that. But, you know, this is, if you're a millennial, if you're a Gen Z, even a boomer, you know, if you guys are in financial trouble or even if you're not in financial trouble, just look to the future so you can prevent what's getting ready to happen because of.
Or look to the past.
Yeah.
So I've got five things, man, that Gen Xers can do or anybody, but I'm going to represent because we're the most overlooked generation in the history of the world.
Yeah, because you got and you have the most debt. I'm sorry.
That's right. We got the most. I mean, Gen Z can actually go work two jobs and knock that $17,000 out. Or
$7,000.
$7,000 because Biden done knocked. And give me my 10, by the way.
Yeah.
You can go work Amazon or work a couple gigs, do your side hustle, influencer on the side, do some affiliate marketing or whatever, yeah. And you can knock that $17,000 a lot easier to knock out than $140,000.
Whew.
And that's like middle to range. That's not talking about people who have more debt.
Right.
You know, you're paying for your mortgage, your cars, your all that stuff add together. Mm-hmm. We sinking, bruh. We sinking, man. Mm. Now, five things we can do about it. Terrence.
What you got?
Say no and feel good about it. That's number one.
Yeah, well, they didn't clearly learn off this Black Friday.
That's right.
On e-commerce, and we haven't even gotten to Cyber Monday.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about that when you're talking about it.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten.
That's probably going to be a record.
Yeah, it should be a record, but they should say no, John.
So here's what saying no is going to do to your emotions. Mm-hmm. It's going to crash them. You saying no to the grandbaby, your son, to your husband or your wife, you got to look at it and go, we cannot afford it. Mm. No. I'm not coming out of town for Christmas. I can't afford it. Mm. We'll Skype it, Zoom it, whatever other software you got, FaceTime, but we can't make it this year.
And it's kind of hard to say no when you got that good salesman in your face trying to, you know what I mean? He pushing all the right buttons.
And if that salesman's your three-year-old granddaughter. But folks, I'm serious. We've got to say no. That's one of the hardest things to do. Because you're saying no to the person in the mirror.
Right.
And to keep your word to yourself is the most important thing, man. Mm. You got to keep your word to yourself. If you can say, I'm going to say no and then do it. Mm-hmm. And you're not being mean. You just can't afford it. Yeah. You know, I remember one year, man. I mean, well, my birthdays, I hardly ever got anything. I just got so used to it, man. One year for Christmas, I had one little, I don't know, some little toy, man. It wasn't even really a toy. It was like a homemade ham radio. Mm. But that's the way it was, man.
Man, I think saying no is kind of hard when you're addicted to spending money. Mm. You know, money spending is an addiction. So is money getting. When you get all the money, it's still an addiction.
Right. I mean,
just the thrill of seeing, you know, so many zeros and commas in your bank account.
Exactly.
So you're not spending. But, you know, you get the thrill of shopping.
Is my wife listening? Anyway, number two, pay down debt. Mm. We're preparing for the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. So if there is a depression coming, then we've got to prepare for a depression.
Right.
Right. So get to paying your debt down, folks. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to millennials, Gen Zs, boomers, silent, whoever. We got to pay this debt down. Mm. or we're going to be in trouble. Number three, here's one coming out of left field, Terrence. If you really think that you won't be able to retire, then you've got to take care of your health way better than you have been.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really feel you're going to be working till you're 80, then it's time to cut the donuts out, the ham, the butter, man. I mean, come on.
Say no to that.
That's right. Cut the drinking out, the smoking. Mm. If you want to have good health and you really believe that you're not going to be able to retire, then take care of what's most important to you, which is your health.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'll clear up your mind some, and who knows what'll happen after that.
Right.
You know, there's a story told about this guy that tried to kill himself because he was so broke that he started running. He's just going to run himself to death.
Mm.
End up getting healthy. Turned his whole life around.
End up getting money.
Number four, take your financial future in your own hands, Gen X. Social Security will not be there.
You hear that, millennials? I already knew that.
It's not going to be there.
Man.
So, might have to sit with some millennials. Talk about investing. Mm-hmm. Talk about crypto.
Right.
Talk about real estate or whatever. Might have to sit with some older folks. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Take some classes. There's plenty of stuff on the web, on YouTube and all that. Take your financial future in your own hands. Nobody's going to bail you out but you.
Yeah, it's what they say. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
You know, and that is so true. Because I, 37, I got stuck in my ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the house cat. I'm in the house, man. And you trying to get me out, I tell you no in a heartbeat. I'm stuck. But I don't have that fear of missing out. But there are some things that I am missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are stuck in your ways financially, you know, you can't take your own financial situation in your own hands, then you're just stuck.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck, then you won't be prepared for what's getting ready to come.
Absolutely. Last one. Prepare for the worst. You won't regret it.
Mm.
If I don't take it seriously, my preparation won't be serious. Right. I mean, you see it with football, basketball teams, whoever, the people that practice like they play the game are prepared for any game scenario. That's why Jordan used to smack people up and all that kind of stuff. Like, they literally going to do that to you in the game.
Yeah.
They're going to elbow you. They're going to throw you to the ground. Well, if he do it to you in practice, you've already experienced it.
Yeah.
But we're in a lifestyle where we don't think anything bad is going to happen. So, folks, just take it seriously. Take the bull by the horns. Prepare for. Doesn't mean you have to go live in a tent or a bus. Not saying that.
Well, you know, tiny house.
Tiny house. If that's what you got to do. But look the situation squarely in his face. Look at the past and how they operated. Mm-hmm. Look at how they're operating now and ask yourself, is this sustainable? Right. Look in your own life and go, well, my habits right now, is this sustainable if a crisis comes?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I got a Bible verse I want to read, Terrence.
Go ahead, my man.
Proverbs 27:12. New Century Version, the wise see danger ahead and avoid it, but fools keep going and get into trouble.
Mm.
That's another way of saying you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
So be wise, folks. There is trouble coming. Every economy that's doing what we're doing had a major crash. So it's just a matter of time. It's not doom and gloom. We're looking at facts. Mm-hmm. We're going to sign out, folks. Don't forget to like, share, to comment. Were we off? Were we right? Hit me and Terrence up. I'm at John Barnett@generationalcurse.net.
I'm at TerranceJ@generationalcurse.net.
Message us on Instagram at generationalcurse, the number 6 and G.
Yep.
G is for great.
You can hit us up also on our YouTube channel, which is Generational Curse Podcast.
Thanks for listening, folks. We are out of here.
And it's apparent y'all left something in the water. Can't pretend that I'm not bothered by the sins of my father's breaking. Curses breaking.